I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 12th. Interfaith Social Services on Adams Street in Quincy Center is expected to reopen today after being forced to close yesterday due to a broken heating system. Interfaith says it will cost $27,000 for a new heating system. They're hoping for an increase in donations to help cover the cost of the new system. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy will demolish the Citizens Bank building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center this winter to make room for a new six-story, 135-unit apartment building with ground-level retail space. Fox Rock will also convert the adjacent former Masonic Temple into a new restaurant and build a new six-story, 66-unit apartment complex with ground-level retail space on the back of the former temple. Two community meetings and two public walks are being planned soon to focus on a proposal for new accessible pedestrian and bicycle paths between Housneck, Germantown, and Adams Shore, and Quincy Center. The President's Coast Quincy Pedestrian Way is being designed by Bishop Land Design of Quincy. Meetings will be held January 26th at the Snug Harbor School and February 2nd at Broad Meadows Middle School. And then the walks will be held January 26th from the Germantown Neighborhood Center and February 2nd from the Quincy Youth Arena. The public may also comment by emailing Bishop Land Design at info@bld.partners. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, January 12th.